Celebrate the feast of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, who was really truly a great woman, even though she was only 24 when she died. And she was the daughter of the King of Hungary in the early 1200s. She was born in 1207. And she became a member of the Third Order of Saint Francis. She married a ruler, a landgrave of Thuringia near Hungary, and so she was somewhat of a queen, but she was taken from her home at 3 years old, 3 years of age, to live in the castle of her future husband, who also was a child. So they grew up together and they loved each other even as children, and they appreciated each other, and they were both pious and practiced their faith, and Louis appreciated especially the virtues of Elizabeth, who was always very prayerful. She was like an angel in prayer, I say, and she was always conscious of the needs of the poor, and she was constantly trying to give food and things to the poor, even at an early age. And then when she became older, she would go visit the poor and give them things to help them in their needs. And she, there was a mistress of the house, or Sophia, the landgravine, the dowager. She had authority in the house of her future husband, and she didn't like Elizabeth's ways, because she wasn't she was spending too much time associating with the poor, and she didn't think that was a dignified way for a princess to behave. And so she recommended to Louis that he find another wife and send her back home. But he appreciated the great virtues of Elizabeth, and then he married her when his father died, and married her at the age of 18. And then he gave her a complete freedom for her charitable desires, and so she built a hospital near her castle, and she would go and visit the sick and the poor there every morning and evening. And she would go there and actually not just visit them, but actually take care of the poor and the needy. And she would even bring them into her own castle, and even into her own bed. She would put some of the sick children into her own bed, a leper one time, and another child who she had to take care of and had to wake up several times in the night to take care of this child. And so she was just enormously charitable and just dedicated her life and her fortunes, and she would even sell all her jewelry to take care of the poor. One time there was a pestilence in the area, and she fed 900 people at a time. She would really impoverish herself to take care of these needy. And then tragedy struck her life when her husband went on crusade with the Emperor Frederick II, and he died on the way. And so she was totally devastated, because she loved her husband enormously. And the landgravine Sophia and her husband's brothers actually drove her out from the house. So she had four little children she had to take care of, and she was just destitute in the winter time, and she had no place to stay. And so she would go about the houses trying to find a place for her to stay, and nobody would accept her because they were afraid of the new landowners. But she did find an old man who had a barn who accepted her in there. And so she spent the night in this barn, and she saw the providential design in that, and she gave glory to God and thanks to God. And she went to the nearby Franciscan friary and asked the friars to ring the Te Deum bells at midnight, thanking God for treating her like he was treated in Bethlehem at his birth. And so she lived in destitution for some months, until she was reinstated back into the castle. But she chose to put her four children under the care of a princely upbringing, and she chose to live in poverty with her servants. And so she went off to live the life of a Franciscan tertiary in poverty. But still she had some of her wealth, which she used to build another castle, another hospital in Marburg, which was a town nearby where her spiritual director went, and she followed him against his will, actually. But she stayed there with him and lived in this total obedience to him, and he was a very harsh spiritual director, and he used to beat her at times when she did things that he didn't like putting lepers in her bed and doing other, selling everything she had to take care of the poor, and he thought she was being too extreme, so he would even beat her at times. And she accepted it all and lived under his obedience, and she became a great saint because of it. So we have the gospel and the readings here. The first reading about the good wife, the holy wife, who brought joy to her husband and peaceful existence all the days of his life. And then the gospel of how we are to practice these corporal works of mercy, which fit exactly her life. And so we can really take this message as not a particular vocation of this woman to take care of the poor, but a vocation we all have to be mindful of our neighbor, as opposed to being caught up in our own world and our own work and our own needs in our own life, and being caught up into ourselves. We need to be other person oriented and to actually seek out the needs of our neighbor, to look for them and to go out and strive to help our neighbor in every way we can. And this is what we will be judged by, as we see in the gospel. We will be judged by how we care for our neighbor. So we have to make that effort to reach out and in some way dedicate our lives to helping our neighbor who is Christ in disguise.
Fructum ventris tuum.